drawn by Michael Calvin, in the City of York pub, right the way on High Holborn. Fantastic stuff. Great to be in here. Got a lovely little booth to one side to talk about his book, 1966, A Moment in Time, the year that changed everything from fashion to football. And within it, what I was struck by, I get sent these books, and I always love Michael's books. And I thought, why has Michael done a book on 1966 in the 60th year of the World Cup? This is not like him. And then I opened the book and I began to read the book, and I realised this was not a book about England's triumph in 1966. It was Michael's attempt to capture, both at a local, national and international level, the moment that 1966 is, and then put the football into that context. And Michael, first and foremost, why did you choose to go in that direction?
I think all sports events, by their very nature, are reflections of their time and their attitudes. You think from Hitler's Olympics in 1936 to the impending abomination of Trump's World Cup. So I wanted to try and look at the tournament through the lens of the world around it. And it was a time of huge change, a time of transition from post-war austerity, the greyness, the often class-based reverence for authority, to this new creative freedom, a new social elite. And everything was changing around it. And basically, football was all swept along with that change anyway. But if you imagine it, England, the players, went shopping in Hendon High Street on the morning of the final, World Cup final. That's unheard of today.
Yeah.
When they're living in this sort of celebrity cocoon, behind roped off VIP areas, living a sort of superficial life through social media. They were about to change. You know, there's a famous photograph of the two Charlton brothers embracing on their knees. And Bobby was saying to Jack, Jackie, things will never be the same again.